Okay, it is voting season. Have you guys early voted?
No.
And I guess you can either do that or vote next Tuesday. Are you with us? There
I am.
There
for
you
president.
Are. Yeah, that's one thing you can vote on, potential presidents and all sorts of Senate races and every state representatives, all sorts of stuff.
That sounds boring.
Well, I don't know if you guys, obviously we've heard a few ads here on the ticket. I would say I've never seen anything like this. Any election season, you get stuff in the mail. Have you guys received an inordinate amount of details on the candidates, little flyers this year?
The mailers that they send out?
Yeah.
No, I've not.
I've received a lot, but the thing I've been noticing are the TV ads. They are non-stop this week, especially during the local news.
Sometimes the same spot within the same commercial break.
Yes, it is over and over and over. And I guess I didn't realize primary voting was coming up next Tuesday, because last night I watched maybe an hour of the local and national news, and every single spot was some local politician. Every single one. So then I looked at the voting date, and sure enough, it's next Tuesday, which is why they're just slamming us here towards the finish line.
Is Dalton Pistol Shot running again?
Damn. Gordon.
Dalton.
Some of these ads are so over the top.
I've got some here for you. These are the mailers. So this is... This is the type of information where you could maybe go long form on this, where you could really meet the candidate and what they are trying to really do. I won't mention names because I'm so tired of hearing of all these names, but these are some of the things that are on the flyers. And by the way, I'm showing you probably 12 flyers that I got.
Golly.
That's for about a half week.
Jeez.
So I threw away the same amount from about a week before. Okay, this guy is restoring confidence in our elections.
Mm. Okay.
That's what he's running on. His big thing is to protect our electoral freedoms. He will work to make sure every local legal vote counts and that Texans can have confidence in fraud-free electoral outcomes.
Mm. Okay. So
he's that's your thing. That's your guy.
Restoring confidence in elections.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. This woman.
Well, who's stripping away confidence in elections?
Apparently his opponent.
Okay. I thought his opponents are the ones who are saying that the elections are actually legit.
I don't know. It's tough to keep up with. Now, this sounds interesting. This woman, she is running for to be a state representative.
Okay.
She's already been in state government, and she's done the following. She helped the law designating drug cartels as terrorist organizations to hold them accountable for murdering our kids with fentanyl.
Okay.
I guess that's just all the bill reads. And of course, a lot of these have to do with border security, building the wall, deploying boots on the ground, and busing illegals to democratic sanctuary cities. She accomplished that.
Which is kind of expert troll level politics there.
Yeah, you're going to get one reaction one way or the other with that one. Let's see. I think I already covered that one. Okay. This guy. This is a slam flyer against this dude, because this is what this guy is.
Let me guess. So they probably used a grainy black and white photo of him with a sour look on
his face. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Just a
his hair's
look.
A little disheveled.
Yeah. This guy
is up to something in that picture.
And they've got the inside scoop because this is declassified. Oh, this is his file here.
Oh, it says declassified.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. This is the file on this dude. And this is why we have to keep him out of Congress. He's anti-cop.
Okay.
He's dangerous for Texas.
Hmm. No. That doesn't sound good.
And get this.
What?
He is pro-China.
Whoa.
You mean he's running on that platform?
Yeah. That's his thing.
He's running for Texas office, but he's...
China.
He's anti-Texas and pro-China.
Yeah. Because he spent years working at a foreign investment firm that operates in communist China. They've already done the homework for you. And this declassified,
declassified
file, and they have a so there they have the you know the definition out about what's wrong with them, and then they make it really easy for you on the other side: pro China, anti cop, dangerous for Texas.
Oh yeah,
dangerous for Texas. They discovered that in his file that he's dangerous for Texas.
Big red X by each one of them.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're not gonna play that. We're not gonna like this clown.
They gave you the bullet points on the outside of that folder.
Hey. Did y'all know? I know we have a swamp in D.C.
Uh-oh. What does it need to be? Does it need to be repaired or just drained?
Well, I guess we got one in Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, this candidate, the same liberal Austin lobbyist and out-of-town special interests that support this person, also support Biden's radical agenda, support race theory in our public schools.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump was fighting to drain the swamp in Washington, but another swamp was growing in Austin.
Wow.
So we've got two swamps.
So he's so this is a liberal candidate who's mad at Greg Abbott?
They're mad, yes, and they're mad at this person.
Okay.
They want to drain the Austin swamp.
Okay,
and,
so they
and that's the same swamp that chose her when she got in office to begin with. That's the swamp we're looking to drain.
Oh, so she was serving in the swamp in Austin,
yeah,
and wants to get reelected to keep serving in that swamp where she can
right.
find the drain plug.
Now, this is one conservative against this conservative candidate.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, sorry, that was kind of confusing.
It's someone out-conservating another
right. yeah.
person. Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't want to confuse the message. I just wanted y'all to know that there is a swamp in Austin. Here's another one against her. This person is a liberal in Republican clothing. She violated our trust.
Libs.
She voted with liberals.
Mm-hmm.
She put Obama lawyer in charge of House proceedings.
Really?
She backed woke LGBTQ agenda, and she supported Texas Democrats.
Man.
She's no conservative.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that. Okay, now this is the best one, maybe. Okay. Remember that same guy that was dangerous for Texas?
Yeah.
Look how dangerous he is now, because this is the character he stands for. It looks like some sort of terrorist with a mask
with a hoodie
and a hood
on and a mask
in front of a fire.
In front of an apocalyptic scene.
Right. And this guy is so bad now, he's so dangerous for Texas that if you vote for him, you're voting for more illegal immigration.
Oh, okay. We don't have enough of it.
More terrorist threats.
Mm.
He's running on that platform?
Yeah, that seems like a really loser platform to go for.
Courage.
And he also stands for no lines of defense.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Kind of like the Cowboys a couple of years ago.
Okay. Thank you, Norm.
So, yeah, he's really dangerous for Texas. And that's about it. I think these are all repeating. But I've got... I mean, this was half of my mail. I let it go for a few days, but still.
You know, the scary thing is I'm watching those commercials last night, and they're all so over the top. They sound like an 840 bit, every
yeah,
one of them.
Totally.
And I'm thinking, these are obviously working on people.
Yeah.
How, number one, are they working on people? How are people so gullible to sit there and watch that and think, yeah, yeah, he's for open lines of defense?
He doesn't support
terrorists. But clearly, the ad companies who do these know this works.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it works on all of us, right? Fear always motivates people. And people, I think we do the mental calculation of, yeah, we know that some of it's BS and overblown and over the top. So you divide by half. But when you divide by half, it's still bad.
Still
because they've exaggerated it so much. They know that people divide by half. And so you have to keep amping up the heroin of how bad the people are.
So we know it's over the top, but to me it feels like you sitting there watching TV and a fake news report comes on or a commercial. Bigfoot was sighted in your neighborhood and he's coming to kill you. And then you staying up all night.
Yeah.
You know, the normal person wouldn't stay up all night. They would know that's over the top. That's sensationalistic. I'm not staying up all night. That fear tactic doesn't work on me.
Yeah.
And that's what this is like.
But they're based on real issues in the sense of, like, you know, that the border does have to be dealt with in some way. And you throw enough fear around it and people get scared.
Yeah.
And particularly you're at a border state like Texas, you know, I think that's a real winner issue for a lot of these candidates.
It's 90% of the message.
Yeah.
90% of the message is a shot of the border.
Yeah.
And either how it's wide open or thanks to some, it's been closed down.
Right.
That's it. And throw some fentanyl in there, terrorist, and
right.
And we're good.
And you have the fact that older people are more likely to vote,
mm-hmm.
and older people have a sublimated fear of death that's looming over them,
mm-hmm.
and so they need to put that fear somewhere, and it's easier to put it into political issues, you know, because you're facing mortality, and you're just kind of scared all the time.
It's just amazing to me how that overrides common sense and intelligence.
Yeah, let's have some open talk and maybe some reasonable talk about what's going on and maybe go to the next layer about what's going on instead of what we'll hear maybe next week in an 840 bit of some candidates that are also running.
Oh, boy.